can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for June 5th, 2024, episode 91. Curry and the Keeper. Hey, over here. Hello, my queen.
I was looking at my notes. Hello, my love.
Of.
Welcome to Curry and the Keeper. Episode 91.
Everybody has.
91.
There you go.
All right, I really have to turn up the emotion. It's just been an emotionally heavy day.
Let's cheers.
Listen,
first,
I got
then.
A water balloon of water here.
I know. Wow, what is that?
It's my water balloon.
What is that?
It's a water balloon of water.
It doesn't even clink right. It doesn't even do the thing right. All right. So I've given up on you. So hold on a sec. Let me.
What?
Oh yeah. Let me just smell this. I'm going to enjoy this wine because this wine is from Michael Anastasio.
I know.
I opened it and I was like, if you even dare complain, I'm going to say, you're not drinking.
I know.
So I'm just going to drink his wine. Of course, I had to open the cork because somebody bent the needle on my Coravin. Strangely enough.
That would be me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Can I smell it?
Oh, of course you can smell it. Have a sip. Sorry. Have a little taste. This is...
Oh yeah.
Oh, and there she goes. That's why I wanted to pour you just a little bit.
It needs to open up big time. Whoa.
This is Red Schooner. This is red wine of the world, Voyage 7. Let me see what this says. Legendary. This is beautiful Argentina. It's Argentinian wine.
Oh, I'm not a fan of Argentinian wine.
Don't even touch it then. Okay. Don't even look at it. Legendary
right.
For the production of fine Malbec wine, inspired to create Red Schooner.
Oh.
We designed an efficient method to ship grapes over the oceans. Oh, my goodness. A whole story here.
I will be drinking again.
I doubt it.
I will. I promise.
By the way, this is 14.8% alcohol. Whoa.
Is that high?
Yeah. Normally it's like 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if I could tell the difference between 11 or 14, but Michael Anastasio, our OG Sommelier, did he send this recently to us?
He sent that in the last shipment.
We've
had it for a few months. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was...
We have another bottle, the Creator, that we have to open.
What happened was we took everything off of our the cooler where everything is stored kind of haphazardly because we still don't have a system. We put it away for our party, which we'll be talking about later. And then it came back and it was at the front of the line.
I purposely did that because this would be a good one to open. So I purposely put
it
that way.
Oh, you did? Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. For me. For me.
I was going to have a glass, but I ate ice cream earlier and my stomach's just kind of like, I ate ice cream because it's been an emotional day and I'm typically not an emotional eater.
All right. Do you want to talk about your emotional day, baby?
I'm not going to start with that yet.
No. Okay. Well,
but you know what I do want to talk about?
Okay. Well, it's your show, so roll away.
All right.
And maybe just like Annette, you'll start changing the title of the show.
That was told to you in confidence.
She talked about it on the podcast.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. I don't spill secrets.
Okay.
Only to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you feel like since we renewed our vows that our marriage has gotten even stronger?
Oh,
do you feel that?
Definitely.
I was telling Annette and Brandy that today mm-hmm. when I was volunteering mm-hmm. at church. I'm like, I cannot put it into words.
I would say it's like fuller.
Yes.
Rounder. Yeah.
It's a
complete ball.
Ball?
Yeah.
A ball of marriage?
I'm trying to explain. A ball of marriage. There's our show title right there. it's just like a beautiful ball.
It's like almost complete, don't you think?
That would be like complete. Let me see. Ball of marriage.
I mean, I know where we're going to have misfires because, you know, I live with you.
Because it's you, yes. Because, you know, you're a woman.
And you're a podcaster.
All right. Yeah.
No, but I just noticed
I'm glad
that.
You brought that up.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Yeah.
I know. It's pretty. It's,
I guess I don't irritate you anymore. I mean, there's no irritation.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. You irritated me yesterday morning.
What did I do?
When I go, I gave you your iodine.
Oh,
and you go, I already had mine. I'm like, thanks for thinking of
no,
me.
No, what you said is that. Oh, so I remind you what you said? You said, why didn't you tell me?
I I did not say it like that.
That's what you said. Didn't you tell me? Like, well, because I'm sitting here and I have my iodine and I'm sorry.
Because I'm thinking, why wouldn't he pour me mine?
Because you weren't there when I had mine.
You could have left the bottle out.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, here we go. How full is that? What a ball of marriage. I just want to drop kick it.
No, I mean, that was like minor. But no, it's different. And again, I know we'll have misfires. You know, we're just human.
Yeah, don't put that out there.
We'll fall into our fleshly behavior, of course. You know, it just happens. Mm-hmm. But I just, yeah.
And not me. I'm a saint now. Yeah.
It's going a little far.
Except for the iodine. And this morning I said, have you had your iodine yet, darling?
And cutting the boxes in the garage.
They're all cut.
No, the ones in the pool room aren't.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I clearly missed some instruction.
Yeah, no. I mean, seriously, that's just nitpicking. I don't care about that stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because...
It's the nitpicking that punctures the ball. Scratches the ball of marriage. This is a book. There's a book here. There's a ball of marriage book. Tina and Adam Curry.
But that's the proper way. Whenever you write somebody's name out, their first, and you always start with...
I agree. I've always done that. Because
it was your last name first. So that's why it says Tina and Adam Curry. Mm-hmm. I learned that.
In school?
In the book of etiquette. Yes. Yeah. Really? No, not in school. I learned it in my career. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In your nonprofit career?
Hashtag true story. Anyway, so where do you want to start? So we had dinner.
If we go back, I mean, we got to start, where were we? I've had a crazy week.
Well, we had...
Why don't you tell me how...
We went to dinner at Karen and David's on Saturday night. We brought a tri-tip.
Yes.
I brought everything. I brought tri-tip, I made potatoes, and I made a salad.
And I cooked the tri-tip.
On his Traeger.
Which was quite the experience. It took three times longer than I thought it would.
Yes.
But I guess those pellets had some kind of wood... type, or they're from wood, obviously. Yes. There was some type of wood, and it wasn't really smoked, but it's not. I mean, I'm used to fire, like fire. You just turn on the gas, and fire. And if I don't watch it, you're like, Adam, something's on fire. And it's like fire.
Yeah. How was that again?
Fire. Yeah. It's fire. This is no fire. It's just heat. And I have to say, I was impressed by the taste. And, you know, part of that is just
delicious.
K&C cattle, obviously. It's just in the beef, but. Wow, there was something in there.
It was good.
It was quite good. Yeah, I liked
it
a lot.
But, you know, they have 3.5-year-old twins. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, wow, they have their hands full. And at one point, so the twins, they go back. So, no, we're all sitting outside mm-hmm. and they're watching some movie. I don't remember what they were watching.
Ice Age. Cartoon movie.
They were watching. And so Boone, my boyfriend, comes to me. He's like, come here. He grabs my hand. He wants me to sit down and watch the movie with them.
Do you remember those days?
Yes.
I remember those days.
And he did that a couple times. And then, you know, then they were in the house and, you know, they get along really well and then they fight really well.
Until she was standing on him. Bella was standing on Boone.
Boone is laying on the floor and Bella is standing. Yes. And you go, she's standing on him. And Karen just kind of looks over like, don't stand on your brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We walked out of there and we were like, whoa.
Woo, okay.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we were tired. We are tired.
We're old.
No, it's. We're old. Well, speak for yourself.
Well,
I got a few more months.
You're still 59.
You're about to hit your social security. You can take it out, put that in Bitcoin.
Oh, that's right. I got to do that.
Look at it. Look at what the Bitcoin's doing.
Yeah, it's at 71. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. I hope you people are buying your sats.
Yeah. Or earning them on Fountain.
Or earning them on Fountain.
And one of these days, people can be like, you know, the podcasting with that Bitcoin Satoshi thing. I think I want to get into that because I want me some Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, you better hop in because.
No. We're actually early.
Yeah, I know we are.
You wait. We're actually early in the game.
2:20. Here we come. Woohoo. We're coming.
You just want a driveway.
Yeah. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday after church, I went to
Hold on a second.
Oh.
Sunday. And I don't know if it's because they got home late from their Hack Your Human conference.
Hack Your Health. Their meat, MEAT up.
Yes. Pastor Jimmy, I'll call him Pastor Jimmy. He had, because he's Pastor Jimmy at the church. He was much more storytelling. He's a great storyteller, but it was something about the format. It actually inspired me. Like, we should talk a little bit more on No Agenda. Less clips, a little more talking. It was, he just told a great story and it was inspiring. It's like one of those things where, you know, I can tell that he just went all out on the storytelling and it inspired me.
Yeah.
What was it again about? What was it? It was a great story.
That was 5 days ago.
It was a great story. I was like, yeah. And it all came around in the end. I'm like, oh, this is really, really good.
No,
and I'd gotten up a half hour earlier. So I was well prepared for the day. And I came back. I'm like, I'm kind of ready.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
I'm
very good engaging. To go. Yeah. Very engaging. Yeah. He's an excellent, excellent pastor. Yeah,
y'all should watch that at Bridge Church on the YouTubes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But then after that, I went to a local winery here for Brandy's birthday. So her husband had set up a little party outside in one of the picnic tables and he had wine and he had a little charcuterie.
He did that for her?
Yeah, for her birthday, which was really sweet.
Chris, stop making us look bad, bro.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up. We got plans for my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Andrea's been,
Andrea's got the menu down and we're starting with champagne and then we're going to Andrea's house for dinner.
I'm liking it.
I know. Me too. I know. It's so sweet. Mm-hmm. But no, what I wanted to say about Brandy is that she has made so many lovely friends at Bridge Church. So
in a relatively short amount of time.
Yes. And mm-hmm. the people that were there were from Bridge Church. And I love that she has found this new community. And they had got an offer on their house in Austin.
We prayed for that.
Yes,
we
sure
did. I'm so happy for them.
Yes, we good.
Because they really wanted to get rid of that.
And she's lovely. She's lovely.
So they're out here now, more or less. I mean.
Yeah, for the most part, they're like full time unless they have to go to Austin for something, which is very rare. But I like seeing that. And I like that I inspired her to come to Bridge Church because I wanted to share it with her. And I love that she is getting as much out of it as we do.
Yeah.
So, and her husband too. Yeah. Chris.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
It is. It's a great thing.
Well, I'm just always amazed like how we live in what I've always thought America would be.
Yeah. Star Hollow.
I had no idea that you have to, that the best part of America is actually the church part.
Yeah.
And I always saw that with my grandparents, with my uncle, I didn't have that. My parents weren't like that.
Yeah.
But the rest of my family was. And I always felt as like, they're kind of weirdos. You know, it's like, oh, it's church. But then.
I never thought that.
No, but that's what I thought about my own family.
Yeah, no,
you
know? I know.
And I mean, not weirdos, but it's like, you know, it was foreign to me. And now that I'm in it, I'm like, I wish everybody could have this.
I know. We say that all the time.
I wish everybody could have this.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I know. How we lift each other up. I know.
Exactly.
And you know, I'm completely deviating, diverting topics.
Your show.
Yeah. So I think I might have a new gig, a new career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm doing voiceovers for the church now.
Yes. Hey,
so if, I did.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You have a very commercial, awesome. Well, I've always told you this. I always told you have a great voice. You have an excellent demeanor. Your tone, your pacing.
You can hear the smile in my words. Right?
Yes, and people would hire you to do that commercially. I guarantee you. It's like I tried that for years. I have never booked a gig.
Really?
Never.
Oh.
Not a single time.
You have such a good voice, though.
Never booked a gig. And I had an agent and everything. Never booked a gig.
I wonder if I could get my Touchtone Teller reel.
You don't need that. You just send him the Bridge Church reel. Hey, ladies, join us.
So, yes.
Join us this Sunday.
It's kind of embarrassing a little bit.
No, I love it when you're sitting there. Everyone's elbowing you like, oh, you're from behind.
Like,
that's you. It's your voice. And I'm looking, there you go, girl.
So I did the luncheon. I think it was in April. And then now I did the June one. And so, yeah, so it comes on.
Oh, you did it today?
No. Played on Sunday. And so, yeah, Andrea's like tapping my shoulder and people are like, hey, like, it's kind of embarrassing.
No, it sounds great.
But no, Annette's
booming in the church on the new speaker system. Thank you, Damonette. I appreciate that. The new speaker system. So the front row can hear everything.
Yeah. And so Annette goes, hey, we want you to do more voiceovers because we love your voice. I go, you know, I was the Touchtone Teller.
That's right.
So
for a certificate of deposit.
I would totally do that. I know Dame Jennifer tried to break into that field. And
it's
hard. I know. There's
but
a
if
lot
you're
more
in,
to
it's
it.
It's amazing because you work from home. Work from home.
Yeah.
You do it on remote.
Maybe your new friend Matt might have some inroads.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Matt Munt.
I would like to do a few voiceovers. I could do it.
You could be the voice of Christian radio all across
I'd
the country.
I'd be happy to do it. 1-800-BLESS.
Yeah, okay. Calm down over there.
Anyway.
1-800-BLESS. Bless you.
Bless you. It's not enough number, not that's, enough letters.
That's enough numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Bless you. Yeah. So we'll see.
I like it.
Yeah. I like helping out the church.
That'll make up for your lack of stardom on this show. Because I haven't put you on iTunes or on the Apple podcast.
Yes, this is true. That's right. You're holding me back. You're holding back my stardom.
Well, there's a whole reason for it, but we'll talk about that. It's really because I don't have an Apple account anymore, and all my podcasts are through my non-existent Apple account.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have to actually set it up through your Apple account.
Oh, okay. So
we can do it. Oh. But that would actually...
Would that require more work for me?
That would require you to finally get your passwords in order from your GoDaddy stuff that is out of control.
Yes.
Maybe one of these days we'll sit down, we'll just fix that. Maybe we'll spend some... Maybe there'll be an evening where the two of us can have an evening alone together. We haven't scheduled a dinner, an outing, you know, some kind of... what is it?
The heat is on. That's why. I mean, we had to sit down yesterday and we had to coordinate dates for dinners.
There's no coordination. It's like, I got some dates for you. Here we go. Get your calendar. Write them down.
I mean,
we've got 15 minutes and we're at 5 have already over. 10 more minutes, Curry. Write it down.
We're busy. And we have two outstanding dinner dates we got to schedule too. One with our Austin friends and the one with our Wimberley friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's busy.
Yeah.
Oh no. And then we want to have Marissa and Robert come over for dinner too.
Yeah. Cause he's going to build me a stadium.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
For the worship music.
I want to talk to her about art too. Yeah. For that space.
I want to have him build me a stadium for my worship, band project.
Okay. So yeah, it is heating up. We have a busy summer schedule. You leave next Friday.
I know. I feel kind of unprepared. Everything is just rolling. There's so much going on. Like, when is it again? The 14th Friday. I'm like, oh, that's next Friday.
I know.
That's soon. Yeah.
I know.
And it's going to be a whirlwind because I arrive, I go straight into a meetup, luckily at the airport. And then the next day I do the show from the airport hotel. And then I go for 3 days with Christina. And then it's Thursday. I'm doing a show, and then Friday I fly back.
I know.
Bye. All right.
I know.
Bye.
Are you going to even be able to see anybody else, like Lex? Or
I have no time to see Lex. No,
yeah, it's going
to
be a whirlwind.
I'll see my sister. You know, I'll have a lunch with her. That's about it. Yeah, I haven't even told her I'm coming yet.
Oh,
I haven't even told Taxi Eric I'm coming.
Because Willow listens to the show.
And
Tiffany does not.
No, Willow listens to the show at the gym, and she's always sending me little notes.
Yeah,
Willow. Little programming notes.
The next clue coming out. I haven't gotten a clue yet.
Exactly.
This is for the big birthday secret celebration in December.
And we still have to finish that booking because I've been asked. This is kind of.
I need the dates from you because then I'll tell Anthea.
So I've been asked by this guy who's been a Christian broadcaster in Holland for 35 years. I've watched him many. I've met him just in the halls, you know, when I was back in the day. And they reached out to me and they'd seen my, I guess they saw my interview on Sean McDowell's podcast. Yep, mm-hmm. They also seen my baptism video and they're also touched by it and said, you know, once a year we record a whole bunch of shows and it's on national television on Sunday. It's the Sunday show, you know, and I think they also put like the Crystal Palace on after that, you know, the Crystal Cathedral, whatever it is from who's the son who's doing it now.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's very famous in California. Hold on a second. Crystal Cathedral. Yeah, it's very famous. When I say it, you'd even know. Crystal Cathedral in California. Schuller. You don't know Schuller?
No, I don't.
So Robert Schuller, his son now is taking, it's a mega church.
Oh.
And, you know, it's more hymns and stuff, but it's a beautiful church and they all.
So none of this? No arm waving?
No.
Oh, just this. Hands together.
But they wanted me to, you know, speak about my faith journey. And this will be a big deal in Holland.
I want to go.
And I had to pray on it. Like,
oh, I know. Because
I'm apprehensive in general.
And you know what? You're practicing discernment, which is good. You need to do that.
Yeah, because I don't want you know, just people like, oh, look, he's one of us now. Right. Bring him in.
Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
But if I can literally disciple to all nations in this case, okay, yeah. I'll do it. And they're very excited.
Can I go?
Of course you can.
You know, you don't invite me to everything.
But no, you're more than welcome to come.
All right. Even though it's all going to be in Dutch, right?
Yeah, it'll be all. Well,
will there be subtitles?
Well, actually, I've told them, I said, there's a little issue because all my Christianese is English.
Oh,
you know, I had got no rap in Dutch. Yeah. So I'm going to have to speak some English.
You don't
here
know how to say Jesus is no,
a badass outlaw does not translate.
Oh,
does not translate.
Okay.
So,
how about Jesus freak?
That's what I'm going to call myself. That's what I am.
Oh, okay.
But just in general, I mean, I know lots of little bits of scripture, just how we talk, like iron sharpens iron. Azure mocked Azure Scherp. I mean, these things are foreign to me. So that's going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said yes. And they're like, oh, they're over the moon. And
okay.
I said,
okay. We need to figure out.
We have to go a day earlier, basically.
And yeah. When before is we the go interview down. On what day?
I think it's on the 19th.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's one day earlier than we were planning on traveling. Okay. So yeah.
All right.
We'll work it out.
Yeah. Nice.
So I'm excited about that because it will. I mean, I've received a lot of emails from the Netherlands from people who have heard my story and mm-hmm. like, you've inspired me, or, you know, so many people, I've been praying for you for 35 years.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like seriously. It'll be good. I'm excited about
good.
It.
Good.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
That'll be fun. That all started with, hey, Willow.
So, yeah. Hey, Willow, get ready for that.
So.
Oh, here we go. Whenever you say, so, that means you're going to slam me for something. Here we go. You're telegraphing. You got to do it more, a little less.
How do you want me to do it?
Just say it. What did I do?
Well.
Oh, goodness gracious, woman. Spit it out. Ball of marriage.
Your effervescent enthusiasm for the pool lights. It's been a little wild to me. I'll take that. So yeah. Adam, so we had an issue with our pool light. It went out last summer.
Yeah.
Last summer. Mm-hmm. And we could not get it replaced for whatever reason. It was just messed up.
It was the way it was installed. And I mean, it's a long story, but yes, we can get a new pool light if you're prepared to jackhammer open half of the pool to install a new wire and a new light. And I think we both went like,
no, it's not worth it. Although the light was really beautiful.
The light was beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
So you got
I've been obsessed.
You got these little Chinese,
those actually aren't from
Amazon.
Well, I had these lights that came from a Shark Tank winner.
Okay.
That you screw onto the water outlet.
Oh, those are gone now.
The jet streams. No, they still work, but they really don't illuminate the pool very well.
No, they don't do anything.
It's like, do you have a candle in your pool? What is that? And I knew we had a big party. We had people coming over and I'm like, I just want the pool to look good.
Yeah.
And I want it to be like, and you know, we like it blue at night, blue light. And so, I had the lights and then I wanted to hang the lights in there because you have to stick it against the wall, but it had them so long that the cement had become rubber.
Yeah.
And it was no longer cement. So I had to go find something from Ace Biederman Hardware and get in the pool and set it all up. And then I ordered a backup set. So, because of course they're rechargeable. It's not like there's wires. So far, this is day four.
I know. So you put them in there and you're like, I love my pool lights. Look at my pool lights. Look at those pool lights.
Yeah.
I love them. Hey, do you like the pool lights? Look at my pool lights. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy is like crazy about his pool lights.
Well, while we're on that, you know.
Hey, I'm glad you went in the pool. I went in the pool too until I saw the dead alligator in it.
Whenever you get something in the mail.
Oh.
You know, what do you usually get in the mail?
Shoes,
clothing. Yeah. And how do I act? With interest?
Yes.
Yes.
You're not as enthusiastic as the pool lights.
But I'm always interested. I'm like, oh, those, and I always see.
Oh, so you want me to be interested in your pool lights?
No. The other day I got a package. It was a hoodie that I ordered.
Oh.
And you went, You didn't even look at it. I say, oh, look at this. And I was so happy with it. And you're like, eh. Mm-hmm. Now, even if you don't like it, take it from me. just go, oh, that's so cool.
No, I thought it was nice, but I'm like, how many hoodies does this guy have?
How many shoes do you have? How many dresses do you have? How many bags do you have? This, and I knew you were going to, because you said, you have a lot of hoodies. And I went, ball of marriage. I'm not going to say anything. How dare you? How very, very dare you? I have 1/8 of the closet. My hoodies are stacked up. I learned how to fold them. They're stacked up. I get a new hoodie. It's like put on the whole armor of God prayer unit, like a militaristic kind of thing. I'm really happy about it. You're like, you need to get a hoodie. Repent.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just want you to expand your wardrobe. That's all.
I told you, because I said, I'm going to order some Jesus clothing because I want to wear Jesus.
Okay. Stuff.
Yeah. And then it comes in and you're like, like, wow.
I'm sorry. Wow.
I had it on this morning and you didn't even say anything.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
You didn't even notice. It looks like army. It says prayer unit. A big cross in the middle.
Okay, I'm sorry. I repent. I'm sorry.
I'm sweating from this.
I'm buying you another one now.
I have another one coming. Oh. And I have my Don't Stop Praying from Matthew West coming too. Oh, but okay. He doesn't have hoodies. He only has a sweatshirt.
Oh,
so.
Oh, you don't usually wear sweatshirts.
I just want Don't Stop Praying. Okay. I just want to wear it. I figured that's my
now new, that it's 90 degrees outside, it's good.
I don't care. Yeah. This is my new jam. I'm wearing Jesus everywhere. Everywhere I can wear Jesus, I'm wearing it. This is my new thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay. I told you that, but you went, no, what? Sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm busy over
you.
Here.
No,
I'm
doing
something else.
I heard you.
Yeah.
And it
sometimes
wasn't.
Sometimes even men need acknowledgement and encouragement.
Okay.
Ball of marriage.
Okay.
So what was that about the pool lights?
You're right.
I know. I'm a little obsessed with the pool light, but I'm so happy with them because it has remote control.
I know. And it matches our LGBTQ balls.
Balls are outrageous.
We have these inflatable balls.
When they're in the pool.
Yeah. And the wind blows them out. So we're constantly chasing after them.
They have lights in them and they're supposed to be one color, but then somehow they keep going into rotation mode.
Yeah. It's
just
the smaller
rainbow.
Ones, the smaller balls might've been better. Those are a little.
You ordered
like,
those.
I mean, they're like beach balls. They should be weighted.
They are so like beach balls.
They should be weighted so they stay in the pool. Whatever. China stuff.
China stuff for
China,
sure.
China stuff.
Oh, man.
So you want to talk about the big dinner party at the Currys on Monday?
Yeah, this was great. Mm-hmm. This was really, was not our party. This was Charles Mayfield's party.
Yes, who invited everybody to come to our house.
So Charles from Pharaoh.life.
Lovely
man. Who I met in Georgia. He's part of my faith journey because he did the devotional on the Sunday that was there with Texas Slim and a whole bunch of meat loving dudes. And it was, it was like a 3-day thing. And he just, I just connected with him and he did such a beautiful thing and prayer. And I'm like, wow. Cause he's a man. I mean, these are manly men.
Yes, he is.
And I'm like, look at these men, and they seem so, when they're talking about God and Jesus, they're vulnerable. They were all new to me, still new to me. So Charles is like, hey, I'm going to be in Austin. So, I think I should come over there. Sure. Great.
Yeah. Let's have dinner.
Let's have dinner. And I'm bringing this person and that person. And I'm going to bring the Meat Mafia boys who we love.
Yes. We love them. And, Brett and Harry.
But he kept adding people and then people were not, and he was managing the guest list at a certain point.
Yes.
It's like, Charles, what are you doing?
And I said, look, I'm making burgers and brats.
And that's a big statement because I made the burgers and brats.
I formed them.
Congratulations.
Listen, I made all this.
No, you were up at 9 a.m. You were up at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
But you did help me. You said, what can I do? And I gave you tasks and you helped me.
I did all my little tasks.
Yes.
I know that, gentlemen, this is a tip. Here's Adam's tip. When your wife is going to do a dinner party, just throw yourself at her feet and say, what can I do? Give me tasks, please. Send me in the heat.
Yes.
Send me to do stuff in
the
heat.
I know. And you slaved over that hot grill and it was hot outside. I know. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And I'm just happy that it turned out okay.
Oh, everything was great. Yeah. But I'm setting the table. I'm like, we do not have 8 forks. We have 7 forks.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. Where
did one fork go?
Elise probably took it.
It's probably upstairs somewhere under a bed or something. It's like,
so I had to call Annette. I'm like, hey, can I borrow 3 forks and 3 knives? Like, oh. I'm like, this is it. We're going to Crate and Barrel or wherever we're going to get.
Yeah, we need
we're getting a whole new set.
Yeah, we need
set of 16.
We need stuff. We need stuff for parties because We have a great house for entertaining.
Entertain a lot. But we had, in addition to Charles and Brett and Harry, Brett's girlfriend, Dana, who was lovely.
Jersey girl. Love the Jersey girl. Yeah.
So like easy to talk to. And then we invited, of course, Pastor Jimmy and Annette, because I knew that they would enjoy meeting Charles, and Charles wanted to meet them. Yeah. And I knew that they would like Brett and Harry.
And Harry, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Andrea and David over too, which was a great compliment because Andrea loved Dana, who is Brett's girlfriend.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it was nice. So there was 10 of us and we just broke bread together, I was
sitting at one head of the table. You were the other end. And I just had to stop. And I was even, Jimmy and I were both looking like, look at this, man. I mean, it was like, rah, 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 rah. There was just talking. Everyone was like, if there was pasta on the table, it would have been an Italian family. And it was just, everyone was talking and having a good time and laughing. And little, petite, darling Miss Phoebe.
Oh.
She was so perfect. She just laid under the table.
Yes. She wants to be in the middle of it.
And just completely, just flat out under the table.
Yes.
Like a part of it, not nervous, not barking, not weird about stuff. Yeah. Wow. She's come such a long way. She's in the studio again. Yeah. She definitely knows it's show day.
Yeah. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. Because we always say, come in. She comes
in.
And
you made a dynamite potato salad. By the way, according to Charles, he says there's probably only 4 other people in the world who can evaluate deviled eggs like he does. And he said something, they're better than my mom's.
I know, he came up and told me that. I was like, that's quite the compliment. Because I thought they tasted a little salty, but I got lots of compliments on them.
Great. And then your watermelon salad.
Watermelon feta salad. Yeah, fantastic. It was a very summery type dish. And then Andrea brought over a tomahawk, which went like crazy. People just took it immediately. Mm-hmm. But it was a really lovely night. And of course, they brought, I don't know, 8 pints of buffalo gelato.
Yeah, apparently they stopped halfway somewhere.
Yeah,
and
picked it up.
Whoa, that was so good.
I know, they came in bearing gifts. And so it was just a lovely evening of fellowship. And I loved talking to Brett. And Brett just got baptized last year.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
I had a nice chat with him.
Yeah, he's a fine young man. And I just really enjoyed chatting with him. One thing I did notice.
Yes.
Somebody left the lid up. Like not just the lid, but the whole thing,
the lid and everything. Yes, so and that had to be a man.
You know what? Of course it's a man, but you know what? We need to get like a red flashing light on the back of the toilet that when people leave it,
the minute you leave it up, it just plays. Yeah. Flowing.
Buckets are overflowing.
Yeah. The minute you put the lid up and it's up for more than 3 minutes, it plays that jingle.
Yes.
I can make it. I can rig it. Yeah. I can rig it. Yeah, for sure.
That would be cool.
I wonder who that was. Someone clearly not in tune with what we're all about.
Somebody who does not listen to Curry and the Keeper.
Big issue.
Obviously.
Big issue.
Yeah.
Big issue.
So I noticed it right away because I wanted to go in. I had gone in and the seat was down. I was like, oh, nice. And then I went in the last time. I'm like, oh, man. Seriously?
I mean, I didn't get to chat with Harry as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
I sit next to Charles. Nice. Always catching up with Charles. He's great. And then you wisely said, let's swap seats. And so I was over there and I was able to chat with Brett.
Yeah.
Man, I just love these guys.
I know.
I'm so proud of them.
I know.
They're entrepreneurs. They've got their meat mafia. They've got their products and their.
Brett was really sick. He had, did he have colitis or Crohn's disease?
Well, that's how he started with carnivore.
And carnivore.
He healed himself.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's because they were also at that, but at the Georgia thing, I met them there
with
Charles.
White Oak Pastures.
And he told us, that's probably what they did at the Hack Your Hormone thing.
Hack Your Health.
Hack Your Hormones.
That would be me. Hack My Hormones.
They have a whole story. And it's a good story, but they're just, it gives me hope. I see these, because they're 29, 30. This is the next generation.
Yes.
I love it. And then now we just need to get his girlfriend, Dana, out to Texas.
Yes. Cause she works in
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right near where I used to live. What are you doing?
I'm looking. No. I'm just looking for, I'm looking for a response to something and I can't find it because I want to talk about something else. But yes, it was a lovely, lovely night. And I
love doing those. I mean, I know we're tired afterwards.
It's a ton of work.
It's a lot of work, but
I do too. I do too.
I do. We just need staff. That's all.
You know what? Next time we do something big, we're going to hire somebody to just take it so that I could sit down and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But Dana was so sweet because she popped up right away and started collecting dishes. And I said,
I saw it.
I go, I do that all the time too. Mm-hmm. I said, I can't. Stacking. I said, I have to literally, and that when we were at Karen and David's, I had to literally hold myself back that I didn't start clearing the dishes. It's just so ingrained in me.
I know. So, I know.
But yeah, so.
I got my tattoo picked out.
Yes, I know.
I'm gonna do three nails.
I know my aunt nails. Ellen, my daughter.
Is she working on it?
She is.
She working on it? I'm so excited.
She asked for direction, and I'm getting mine done too. And we're finally gonna do this.
What are you gonna have?
She's designing a very feminine cross for me.
Oh, and where are you gonna put it?
I think I'm gonna put it on my forearm.
Yeah.
Inside.
Forearm. Oh, on the inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want mine on the outside. I'm a little worried because you know without Maverick putting me out with fentanyl, I don't know if I can handle it.
you'll be able to do that. Yeah. So once we get them, then all we have to do is find a good tattoo artist and we'll get those. Mm-hmm. We'll go get those done. Well, Pastor Jimmy and Annette have tattoo artists, so we'll get them.
Okay. I'm excited because I just want to display my love for Jesus.
I know.
That's what I want to do now.
I know,
I'm ready for that.
I know. But so what'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday was...
Big chess game.
Tuesday. Yes. I had to think, where was I yesterday? Because I'm also working on this Lift Up 1000 Voices project, which mm-hmm. I've been commissioned to do.
You should shorten the name to 1000 Voices.
I mean, okay.
There you go. For branding.
Why not just do 1KV?
No. No.
Just short.
It's better than Glory Stone.
Okay.
Well, that's the name of the guys. We won't get into it, but I asked about the branding because you're starting to work with people on this. And I said, well, what's the name of his company? And you said Glory Stone. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. We have to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I've been tasked to literally lift up 1,000 voices, local radio stations, even though they'll be podcasts, but local programs. And it's been amazing how many people have been put in my path.
Yeah,
and this
I
is
know.
What I'll be speaking about to the National Association of Religious Broadcasters in February.
Of which I wasn't allowed to go.
You don't want to be with those guys. Trust me. It's all radio nerds. Mm.
Like the ham operator on field day.
They do have a budget if you want to go. they've given me
I would
a,
just
a
like
travel
to
budget.
I would like to support you and listen to you speak. Yeah, so
thank you.
But I don't have to go. Is Dave going with you?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. It's gonna be
you
me
take
and
Pastor
a bunch
Jimmy
of,
with you?
No. It's gonna be me and a bunch of radio nerds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh man.
Then Annette and I will go to a spa.
Again. Again. But I mean, even Matt, who we met in Houston at the Spark Media Conference, mm-hmm. and who we saw again at K-Love.
Yes.
I mean, he has a possible place in this. It's
I don't
amazing.
Know. Did we talk about that in the last show?
No,
when
I,
we saw, when
I don't
we,
think
we,
so.
He
oh,
came
we
up,
saw him. Yeah.
Well, met him last September and then
was
he
it
came,
September, October?
Mm-hmm, it was September. Yeah. And then he came up to you at mm-hmm. K-Love mm-hmm. and you were talking to him. Really nice guy. He was with his wife. And then he sat down with
us
and I said, you need to get.
Yeah. You said there's a reason he's here.
Yeah. There's a reason he's here.
And there was because he's really deep into the Christian music scene. And I took him all through Value for Value music. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. He says, the people, when they find out about this, they're going to want to be a part of it. And mm-hmm. he just happens to work very closely with Matthew West.
Yes.
I'm like, well, you know.
Now that you're fangirling over him.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to having a Matthew West track Value for Value. Oh, just saying.
I don't know.
I mean, there's so little money in music sales these days that the Value for Value piece actually becomes quite attractive.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And also, did we talk about Mark Berry when we had dinner with him?
No, we didn't talk about him.
I've also
this
been
is a
kind
friend
of
Pastor Jimmy's.
Yeah. Well, I've also been helping him out because he has this, it's the VR ministry. So virtual, he is a virtual reality company for military applications. And he's a cancer survivor and he has taken this VR set into the hospitals, mm-hmm. a couple hospitals, one where he actually was when he was getting cared for.
Right.
And he says it's kind of like where they bring dogs in, you know,
like service dogs to comfort,
to comfort people. Mm-hmm. People put on these glasses and they are completely transported into in a whole different place and they love it. And they just,
doesn't he ask them like, where do you want to go? Yeah. What do you want to do?
And they all have the same experience. Like they completely forget about their pain, their issues for as long as they're in that virtual reality. And he wants to expand this. And where VR meets compassionate care is his kind of his subhead. And I'm able to help him, you know, so I'm really looking forward to where he takes that, but it's a very, you know, God-based thing that he's doing. He's ministering to these people and putting them in these virtual worlds. I'm excited about helping him with that. That's super cool. Yeah.
And it's being so well received, right?
People are loving it. So,
you're helping him in what way?
Well,
you're busy. You have a lot of balls.
Well, it turns out he's using Oculus. So he wants to expand this. And mm-hmm. so for that, you need to be a nonprofit. You need money, really.
Yeah.
And so guess what? I don't have any money. However, since you're using Oculus, which is a Meta product, I know people on the board of Meta and I can get you to the Meta Foundation.
Oh,
they give away hundreds of millions of dollars and it will be with their product. I can get you the meeting.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
I just want him to protect his idea.
I mean, you can't really protect an idea.
It's not his product.
He just wants to do it.
Yeah.
He just wants to do it
and get
it out there. So yeah, I'm excited about
that. Yeah, that's nice.
So that's another thing I'm doing.
Yeah. You're busy, man.
Yeah. And I'm doing this Curing the Keeper podcast.
I know. Of which you don't listen to.
So you went, you had chess.
He played chess with Willie yesterday.
So Willie had his knee replaced.
Yes.
And of course, we were in Nashville the last time we were coming back. And so I didn't have time last week. And the week before, he actually had the operation. So I went to his house.
Yeah.
And I met his mom.
Oh, he lives with his mom.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Nice house. You know, actually not far from where David and Karen live.
Uh-huh.
You know, three bedroom, nice backyard and everything. Mm-hmm. And we played chess. And I have to say it, I kicked his butt three times.
Oh my gosh, he's off his game.
He's like, you've gotten good. He said, yes, the master has learned well from the teacher.
No, the student has learned well from the master.
Yes. I'm snatching the pebbles from his hand.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah.
And his mom called him Bill. I'm like, well, what do you like to be called? Bill, Willie, William? He says, no, Will I Am. I said, you serious? Yes, Will I Am. Will-I-Am. Like, okay. Will I Am. Good with me. Will I Am.
Yeah. That's nice that you did that.
Yeah, he showed me around the house and the backyard.
How's his knee?
He's walking.
Okay.
He's walking, yeah.
About 3 weeks out?
Yeah, he can drive next week. So
oh,
next
goodness.
Week he can drive. Yeah. I mean, said, did it hurt? He says, I don't know. He said, Will I Am, you're a crazy guy.
Will I Am,
you're a crazy guy.
That's funny. That's funny.
No, it was good. It was nice. His mom's great.
Oh,
yeah. Very, very sweet lady.
That you did that.
Oh, man. First of all, he's a buddy. You know, he's a dude. I just want to go hang out and play some chess and laugh. You know, it's all good. We played three games.
Nice.
More than usual.
On the board. Brian, I guess your board doesn't work because Adam's been winning.
And it's the winning
board for Adam.
It has Proverb 21:31. The horse is prepared for the battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord.
Nice.
Proverbs 21:31.
Nice.
I believe it's 21:31.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's burned into it.
You're showing off.
I'm not showing off. It's who I am.
I know you have an excellent memory. You really do.
I'm an excellent driver. That's from Rain Man. I'm an excellent driver.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
What's with all the bugs in our house? Like, come on. Have you noticed? We have this huge grasshopper. It was the size of my hand.
That was pretty big. Well, I was pretty sure he came in because I came in from cleaning up the yard and everything and putting your stupid balls back in the pool. And the grasshopper went, and I didn't know if he was on me or not. So I came in and said, you can just check. I don't have the grasshopper on my back. And like nothing. But I guess he had already come in. I mean, that thing.
He was huge.
He had to be like
4 inches,
four or five inches.
He was huge. And I just happened to be, and he was on the underside of our console table. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But before that happened, you were doing the show. Was it? It must have been Sunday.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of it.
Yes, yeah. So you were doing the show, and I'm removing laundry out of the washing machine, so wet laundry, and I'm putting it in the dryer, and out flips this huge scorpion. Mm-hmm. Huge. We should put it in the show notes. Was enormous, and it was dead, thank goodness, but it scared.
It had gone through the washing machine. Yes. He was shiny.
He was bleached. But it must have been in the towels. Like if you leave anything on the floor, it gets getting into. That's why we check our bed every night. We throw back all the covers.
Or as we call it, scorp check.
Scorp check.
Yeah.
If there's a scorpion in our bed.
We have to burn the bed.
We have to burn the bed. I'm not kidding you. I don't know that I would ever be able to sleep in it. Oh my gosh. But anyway, so I sent a picture to Annette and then she said.
What did she say?
She said that Pastor Jimmy was traumatized by the picture. Well, he actually got bit by a scorpion.
Stung.
Of stung. Yeah. I don't know how many years ago, but this is when they had their old grill. She said he was taking the cover off and he got bit and it was really painful. Stung. And Felicitas, the woman who comes in and cleans our house.
Yeah.
She said that she got stung as well. And that
she had a tip. She had a tip.
She said, Nick, if that ever happens to you, take like a Q-tip of Clorox bleach, just a Q-tip, and just put it in the bleach and put it right on the sting. And then it takes the pain away. Yeah. I'm like,
Good to know.
Bleach inside your body then? I guess, you know, whatever. Yeah. But man, there's been so many bugs in our house. And so yesterday you were walking Phoebe and I'm sitting there and a bug just drops on my shoulder.
So there's a couple of things going on. You know, so we have the pest control come by and they create a wall of product. Of course, the bugs and the scorpions, they go through the wall of product and they don't last long after that.
No.
But it's been so hot and moist that these bugs, they don't care. They're just going straight in. And I don't think they will live forever, but they do live a while they're in the house.
Well, you should have seen the spider that was in the kitchen.
You hadn't needed a flamethrower to stop that thing.
Was huge.
No, I believe you.
I'm watching it and I'm thinking, what do I do? Do I put it under a glass? Because I'm not going to smash it. Do I put it under glass? What should I do? And luckily it crawled right around the corner and went right outside. I'm like, that thing was enormous. So we've had so
you are
many
in the
bugs.
Country, girl. You're living in the country.
This too is, many scorps.
You're in the country.
What's with the bugs?
Just you got to face it. You're living in the country.
I know. So got the big girls gambling night coming up.
Yes.
Got about 10 women coming.
Yes. This is when I leave.
We're popping bottles of champagne and eating mini burgers and everybody's bringing something and we're going to gamble. We're playing left, right, center. Us and all the girls.
And it's a dollar bet. Is that what it
is? Yes. I said, bring your singles, 10 singles. So if there's 10 girls, $100.
$100. Yeah.
So, Carrie, who is a part of our girl squad, she is in Colorado. So she goes there for the summer because of the Texas heat.
Yeah.
Smart. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, I can't be there. But you know what? I'm going to create a flat carry. So she had a laminated head and she's sending it.
With her 10 singles?
I told her. I go, bring your 10 singles. We'll roll for you and you might be able to win. So, yeah. But you know what? We're taking it even further now. Flat carry is going to travel throughout the summer. So we're going to hand her off to different people.
Handing her off to everywhere else?
Yeah. So we're going to. Yeah. And I said, maybe she'll go to Mexico with us.
No.
Why?
Flat carry I don't want flat carry in Mexico.
Why?
You keep her on your side.
Okay.
In your suitcase.
I thought it'd be funny. So, anyway.
Flat carry. Hey, how about a God shot?
How about it?
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
It's time for Tina's God
Shot. Yeah, baby. The God shot is in. It's the highlight of the show.
Before I go to my God shot, this is sort of related, but I wanted to send out prayers to Stephen Page and his wife, Heidi. He commented on our newsletter and he said, health issues keep popping up around the house, could use some healing karma for Heidi, who now has to tilt her head and on a 45 degree angle.
No.
She had macular surgery today and now has 5 days of required head tilt. She's been off work since February. So yes, please keep her in your prayers.
We will pray for Heidi.
Stephen.
For sure.
Hope you're doing well too.
Yeah.
Hope your heart is doing well.
Yeah.
But my God shot. So this kind of struck me. I always loved, Galatians 5, verse 23, 24.
Oh, do read.
And you know this one.
I do.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yeah. Against such things, there is no law. I've always loved that. And I've written it out because I like, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. I like that all the time. So I came across, I was doing my devotional and I came across how, when you think about being Christ-like, how this fruit grows and flows naturally. And I've seen it happen with me. Like the words that I choose, like, and I know that you do too, like not even cussing anymore. Like we really don't cuss at all anymore.
No.
I think about before I make a comment. So I think about all the fruit of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, and so on. And I know that, when we belong to God and spend time with him, our lives naturally produce this fruit and this goodness and this right living. So
I love how you're smiling. Tina's smiling, big smile.
Yeah,
when she says
no.
This.
And it just connected with me like, oh, the more I spend my time in Christ, the more this fruit is growing, the fruit of the Spirit is growing and I can see it. I can see, I mean, I see it in our marriage, you know, it's a ball of marriage, you know? And so like, it was just a connection to me because I understand fruit of the Spirit, but when I looked at it in terms of the seeds that are planted and the fruit that actually grows.
And everyone has those seeds. Every human has those seeds. I truly believe that.
Yes. And so that's kind of now, you know, how I looked at it and how it just naturally produces this goodness and this kindness. And so it just made, and I've read this scripture so many times, but I loved how I was able to connect it. And so I like thinking visually a lot. And so I like thinking of it being a seed is planted and as it grows and, you know, the roots get sturdier and then you bear this fruit of love and And it's so easy to be that way. And it makes you so much happier.
Oh,
doesn't
no
it?
Kid. Yes.
It makes me so much happier. And granted, I'm not perfect. I'm not. Newsflash.
And now for a newsflash.
You know, like I get stuck in my fleshly behavior all the time, but I have to bring myself to get back into God's word.
Could you read it again, Galatians?
You know, and let me just finish this point. You can always find the answer in scripture. You always can.
No kidding.
No matter. And I always go to the book that Annette gave me, Prayers. Oh my gosh.
Blood.
Prayers to No Avail.
No, not to no avail.
No, prayer. I don't remember the
it's
name.
It's like a prayer for every situation.
Yes.
Book.
And I go to that all the time. And so you can always find the answer, what you're struggling with. And it always leads back to Jesus. Always. And it's just, anyway, I love how it's like changing our lives. Okay. Here it is. Galatians 5:23-24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Self-control. That's a big one. So anyway, I had read that description. I'm like, like, hello, light bulb.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You can sit there and you can, I read scripture
every day.
And I've read the same books a few times now, and yet I still get something else out of it. And I love that. And you know what? Yeah. When I don't get into scripture, when I don't do my, because yesterday I didn't. What happened yesterday?
Something was going on the morning you were texting. Something
it was
happening.
Crazy. And I didn't do my Bible study and I felt it all day. I did not like it because I was off.
I mean, I would say that it's worth for people to even get up half an hour earlier than you usually do just to start your day off that way.
Yeah.
It really, it's changed my life.
Yeah.
Because I would always get up, you know, let me see what's the Bitcoin price? What's the text? I don't have a lot of text messages, but, you know, what are people saying? What's on podcast index?
Yeah.
And then it's like if you go to your quote unquote news feed, you never know what you're going to get. It's probably going to be not great news. You want good news? It's always good news in scripture.
Yes, I agree.
It's always good news.
I agree. And then, you know, just leading into that, I was thinking about all the amazing women that are in my life. And I have so many. Obviously, first and foremost, here, Annette, you know, and I love our friendship. I love where it goes. I love that we can be playful with each other and then, you know, be serious. My friendship with Teresa, my friendship with Christina Pearl, my friendship with Karen, with Brandy, with Chris up in Dallas, with Julie, my daughters, the Prayer Warrior girlfriends. I am just so blessed because 2 years ago, I had no friends.
Flashback. I got no one to drink wine with. Friends. And now you have lots of friends and now you don't even drink wine with your husband.
I know.
What are we going to do?
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
Yes, the value for value portion of the show.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Yeah, eventually, I truly believe everybody will be interested in having some Bitcoin. So if you use the Fountain app, it's on your Apple and on your Android. And just by listening to any podcast, you can earn Satoshis and then you can send them to us as returning value for the value that hopefully you get from the podcast. But you're going to want to even buy some Satoshis because you're going to, this is interesting. People who sent us, that's why we count them time and a half, you know, one and a half for the for your Sam and Yay status. Because over time, when we started the show, Bitcoin was like 25.
Oh my God. Was it? 25,000?
Yes. Yeah. Now it's three times as much almost.
Yes, so, I know. It's at 71.
And we don't spend, we only spend them on other podcasts.
Yeah.
I send them to Living Up in a Down World.
I donated to Balderdash Boys.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Do you have enough in your wallet still? Do you need more?
I do. I still have enough.
Okay. Yeah. So you can go to curringthekeeper.com. We have a donate page. It explains all of that. And of course, you can also support us through PayPal if that's the way you feel about things. That's fine. And we accept that graciously as we do from our top number one producer today, $100 to the PayPal from the one and only OG Sam and Ye, Michael Anastasio. We're drinking his wine as we speak.
Yes.
And he says, young couple.
Even though he's younger than us.
I've been trying to send more wine your way, but unfortunately the Texas heat has held me at bay. Yes that's probably a good point. I was planning to have it arrive on the anniversary of my first donation so I could get my first decanting. Has he not been decanted?
Are you kidding me?
That doesn't make any sense. Well, I'm going to decant him for his anniversary.
You've been decanted.
All that being said, if you two newlyweds can keep your hands off each other at least long enough for my decanting, it would be appreciated. Well, so done, sir. Sending much love and God's grace your way from Michael.
Aww,
thank you so much.
We love you,
brother.
Michael.
We love you.
And I'm connected to his wife and their gorgeous dog, Eliza.
Oh,
she's so cute. That dog always smiles in every picture.
Is it,
she smiles.
Is it a?
I think she's a golden lab.
Golden. Yeah. Okay. Lab. Then we have 10,000 sats from Radio Tube.
Oh, that's
Radio,
new.
Radio Tube. Radio Tube needs to be decanted. Yes.
You've been decanted.
I'm donating the rest of my Satoshis as I drop using Fountain.
Oh,
love you guys. I'm listening to another platform.
Okay.
Make sure you have the updated version of Fountain because there were lots of issues in the pre 1.0.
It's been working for me. Working, lately.
Okay. Cause you use Fountain, right? We appreciate that Radio Tube. Thank you so much. We have our regular donation from Ashley Wright, $7.
Oh, Ashley, thank you.
We love that. Sweet. And then 7777, there's your mini striper boost from Brian with an I. Tina.
Yes.
I'd like to address your concern about how not being on Apple Podcasts is holding back your stardom. You've done very well for yourself on 2.0. And yes, anecdotally, look at me. I'm very famous. I'm not on Apple either.
Brother. Typical. It's
all about you, Brian. And I'm sorry, Adam, my note this week isn't as long as you prefer, but I got to get back to editing in the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Yes. He's doing the
best of special for not next week, but the week after.
Yes.
And Comicster Blogger was like, you are not going to be there. I shall not donate. I said, no, because I'm putting Brian and TJ, that's our TJ, the raffle, into the value split. So they'll get it.
Yes.
So, no, definitely donate. And there's a lot of, actually, more work goes into doing the best of.
He's been working on this for weeks.
And then we have, Radio Tube comes in with another $3, 5,000 sats times two. So it's same note. So he's just dumping all his sats on us.
We'll take it.
We take it. We appreciate it. Sarah Marie, 3333.
Sarah Durst. That's Sarah Durst.
She says,
yes.
I missed boosting for the vowel renewal.
Oh.
Says, it's okay because the extra week made these sats worth a little more. Oh, that's right. Sure
thank
did.
You, Sarah.
Happy renewiversary and God bless from Sarah Durst.
Yeah. Yes. And Sarah, we got your email and I will answer your email.
Oh.
About a prayer.
Oh, I didn't get the email. Did I get the email?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not on the email
chain. I'll share it with you. Right. I'll share it.
3333 from Michael T. Really enjoyed here. Michael T. I'm going to decant him. Let us know if you're a first-time donor.
You've been decanted.
Really enjoyed hearing about the K-Love event. Glad y'all have fun. If you haven't already listened to it, check out Crowder's song, Dash. Yes, I've heard all of Crowder's music at this point. I'm a fan. It's so good. I've listened to No Agenda for a few years now, and I'm so thankful to find this podcast, and I've really enjoyed following y'all's faith journey.
Thank you.
Thank you for the encouragement and laughter you bring each week.
Thank you.
Thank you. And there's
my ball of marriage.
And there's Sarah Marie with another 3333. So she did it twice.
Oh.
Same message. It might have been
a dupe.
The fat finger. I don't know. Things happen. It's all right. But we'll take it. We appreciate it. And Brian from relaxedmail.com.
Relaxed Mail. Is that M-A-L-E or yes, M-A-I-L?
Relaxedmail.com, a row of ducks, 2222, episode 82. He says it's great for Adam to be around noble, masculine men. Oh. It allows him to be there fully for you. I think this is a be a good man type website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Relaxedmail.com.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, it could go anyway.
I know what you're thinking, but no. Stop this show. Hold on a second. I'm concerned.
Oh, you're looking at it?
Of course I am. Oh, see, I knew it. Let's see, do they have a little relaxmail.com? Oh, it's like one-on-one coaching.
Oh, okay. It's just an unusual name, that's all.
Yeah, no, it's like Glory Stone.
Yes.
You know, in a way. Coaching, group coaching, live events.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the four pillars, books every man needs to read.
Nice.
This is for manly men. Exactly.
Manly men.
Yes, we can reclaim, you can reclaim your wife and marriage. Welcome to Relaxed Male Coaching. I bet this is good.
Nice.
This is good. I like it. Thanks, brother. Appreciate
that. Yes, thank you.
That's another resource. And then Pestmark with 100 sats. I have no idea who Pestmark is, but we'll decant Pestmark.
You then decanted.
And we thank you all very much for supporting Currying the Keeper episode number 91. Thank you. We're going towards 100. We have to do something special for our 100th episode.
I know. So that's in 9 more weeks. Where will we be?
9.5 weeks from now.
Brother. I did want to send a big thank you to Stephanie and Don in Arizona. They came to our vow renewal.
No one can say vow anymore.
So this
it's all
is an
vowel.
Interesting thing because Annette had asked me like a long time ago before
did
the ceremony.
Did we talk about this last week?
Did we? No, I think we just got the gift.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So she had asked me, like, do you and Adam have a special scripture? Mm-hmm. And we talked about it, and I loved 139 and Psalm 139 verse 14 through 16. And she said, well, and why? And I said, we love that God planned that we would come together, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we would walk this amazing faith journey together. I didn't. And so then when the ceremony happened and they didn't make reference to this at all, I thought, why did she ask me that? And then we received this beautiful frame that was etched with my words that I sent to Annette, why the scripture was so special. Mm-hmm. And there's a picture for our, a spot for our picture to go in. So that's so, that was so thoughtful.
I'm so sure we talked about this last week.
Okay.
I think so. You're turning into me.
Sorry if I repeat.
It's the podcaster's dilemma.
Maybe because I didn't say the message what the message was. I don't remember. Oh. Anyway, whatever. Thank you again, Stephanie.
Beautiful.
It was really
totally broke all the rules of no gifts, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
Could you send a bread mixer?
Yeah.
No one gave us any gifts of any use.
Well, we got meat.
We need flatware.
We
need forks.
I should have registered. We didn't register when we got married time.
No. And everyone was like, oh, that's great. I don't have to give those guys.
Yeah.
Any
gifts. Going just
fantastic.
Eat and drink and have a good time. Anyway, you got anything?
No, let me see how we're doing on time. We're actually running perfectly
all right.
on time.
Well, go.
You want me to hit the guitar?
Hit it. You know what?
It's time for. Yeah, baby.
The question of the week.
Ah, I'm always so nervous. I don't have an answer.
You're supposed to have a question.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, we talked about it.
No, we did not. Stop it. You are deflating the ball of marriage. That's a scary how good you are at that. No, you're because, you know, I...
Why do I have to carry the show all the time?
The thing is, whenever you... I trust you so implicitly that I'm like, I'm sure I screwed up. Like, there you go. I'm sure I forgot something because it totally happens.
And when I was at the church today, I'm like, I got to go home because I got to work tonight.
So, wow. Well, seeing as my recorder failed, I have to take the backup. So I have extra work.
Oh, tonight. The recorder failed?
Yeah. It's somewhere. Oh. It's okay because I always run a backup. I just have to pull it from the backup. Sorry.
All good. Right. Here's your question.
Yeah. Here we go, everybody. You may have to answer first, but I'll try.
If you could have 1 million of anything except money, what would you choose?
Wow.
I know. I have such good questions, don't I?
1 million of anything.
God just drops these questions right in my lap.
Yeah. I would love to have 1 million young people come to Christ right now, right here in America as we speak.
Oh, babe, that's really 1 million. Sweet.
Yes.
I love that.
Need a big bathtub.
Yes.
For the
baptism. For the baptisms. Yes, I knew where you were going with that.
That is the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, that's lovely. Mine wasn't that.
Yay! I finally got one up on her. What's your answer to 1 million?
1 million acres of land.
Really?
Yes. And not just to
Do you know how much mowing that entails?
No. Not just to be separated from people, but to use it for good use. Mm. Cattle. Vegetables, good soil, mini houses.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, 1
million
actually.
Acres, yeah. But for goodness, not for solitude. Sure. You know, sure. I live on the North America continent.
How big even is 1 million
I have no
acres?
Idea.
It seems like a lot.
I have no idea. No, but that's my question.
I love your question. Was that your own question?
Yeah. Well,
you didn't chat GPT that?
No, I did not chat GPT that. No, I did not. But it just kind of fell into my lap.
I love that.
Into my brain.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That's all I got, babe.
This podcast, man, it has taken such a lovely, interesting turn.
I know. It's great.
Turn.
I love talking about our life.
Well, in the context of Jesus and God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. And
of course that's like,
and I want to thank everybody who sends me such wonderful, they send me a lot of messages, emails saying, you know, and it's usually no agenda related, but then that's always like, you know, I really like that Curry and the Keeper. I really love how you guys are putting your faith out there. And and I love it because it gives me an opportunity to talk to my wife for a moment.
Oh, give me a break. I'm with you all the time. And not only that, yes. I love you.
Whew, I cut her off. I did it right on time. I love you, Tina Marie.
I love you too, Adam.
See you next week, everybody.
In the evening. Vineyard Nation
and the Keeper.